Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. This is a Tony in Virginia. Next up, or first up, this week here on the Mike Church Show on the Crusade Channel, King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. Hello, Tony. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. Trying to stay dry here in Virginia.
That's right. You got a little tropical item of your own up there, don't you?
Yeah, just a little bit of rain. Not too bad. But everything here is good.
Yeah, and it's going to head further south down the coast, it looks like. So probably not a big weather event for you. But
no, just means I have to cut my grass a little sooner than I want to.
Yeah, because you were going to have a built-in excuse. Well, I can't cut the grass now. It's all soaked.
That's right.
Yeah, well, I won't be able to. We won't be able to cut ours or have it cut this week either because it's going to. It won't stop raining until sometime tomorrow. Anyways, I see here what you called about, and I think this is has something to do with the story that I just covered about the Cajun Navy.
Yeah, I missed. I wasn't listening. I've actually been glued to all the wall-to-wall coverage in Houston. Got a lot of friends and family down there, and I've just been streaming the local news on the internet, listening to it.
Understood.
I spent all day yesterday trying to navigate my mom out of Texas, or I'm sorry, out west, because she was under mandatory evacuation in her part of the city. But I wanted to just touch briefly on that nursing home that was flooded. Actually, that's my aunt and uncle's nursing home out there in Dickinson. And I thought of you, because as I was reading comments on those stories, it was pure, what do you call it, the judgment pornosphere?
Judgment pornosphere.
And I mentioned that to my wife because they are very diligent, professional people. And that nursing home is basically like a home. It's not a medical facility. I mean, they take care of people with medical needs, but it's a home environment. They treat the people like family. They do parties with them. They take care of them. They bring in hairdressers for the little old ladies and make them feel good. And I know that they did their best to take care of those people. And actually they were told to shelter in place and to not evacuate. And that's why they were there. And then when the waters rose, they couldn't get anybody out there to help them. So actually I was talking to my mom on Sunday, checking on her, and she glanced down at her phone and started reading a text message from my uncle. And she said, oh, there's 4 feet of water in there and they're trying to get out and get help. And then next thing I know, the story's all over the news and my cousin Kim is getting interviewed on CNN. So yeah, it's just crazy. I'm glad everybody there is safe now. And I haven't talked to my uncle except I sent him a text message just to let him know if there's anything we could do. We would do it for him from Virginia and that we're praying for him. So
do you know where the ladies were evacuated to, where that safe and dry and high area was that we see in the photograph in the chat room?
All I know is that what I've heard on the news,
okay.
I think they took several of them to the hospital. It's a home for people with like Alzheimer's and dementia. So you see them in the flood and you're like, why does that lady look like she's sitting there knitting? Likely she didn't know what was going on.
She was sitting there knitting.
Yeah. So, I mean, and like I said, it's a wonderful place. If I had any relatives that needed care, I would send it to their facility. And actually we have relatives at that facility. My aunt, the owner that's you see in the news, her name is attributed to that photo. Her mother lived there for many years. She recently passed in her early 90s. But I mean, they love those people and they take care of them. They actually were staying with them. They didn't go home. They stayed with them since the storm hit to take care of them. And they were there until the last person was out.
So your aunt took the photograph?
I believe so.
Okay, because she's lounging in some other chair because I can see her legs in the water, and I'm going like, that's not 90-year-old legs. Those are 50-year-old legs.
I'm not sure how old my aunt is, but she's a Southern lady, so I won't give away her age.
She's in the water with them. I mean, obviously. And she, it looks like she's in a chair of some sort. She kind of leaned back to get the best angle for the picture up against the wall where the table is, where all the bottled water is. But the women who are up to their waist in the water look pretty much unaffected by all of it. Like, oh, this isn't so bad. The water's kind of cool. Of course, you know, you're getting waterlogged.
Yeah. And I'm sure they're all right. I mean, it's actually kind of a joyful home. You know, if you can imagine a home with elderly, mentally ill people where they just do fun, joyful things with them all the time.
Well, gosh, I'm glad that you called now, and that we could put a little bit of a personal touch with the photograph and with the rescue performed by the Cajun Navy. And I wouldn't have expected that any of those 80 to 90 year old ladies would have had smartphones in there and saying, "You need to download the Zello app, you idiot." We could call the Cajun Navy on the Zello app. Now, somebody knew the Zello app because somehow the Cajun Navy found the home. So maybe it was your aunt that used the Zello app to summon the services of the Cajun Navy.
Well, actually, I don't know the details of how they were rescued, but my understanding is that, you know, they sent out that message to all the family, and then my cousin in Florida contacted authorities. I guess she tweeted it out to authorities is what I saw on the news. And then she and her husband were on the phone giving information to try to get people there. Because my understanding is once she talked to her mother, my aunt's phone went dead.
Mm.
No more communication. It's not like they could charge their cell phones or anything at that point.
Yeah, well, when your electrical outlets are 3 feet underwater, you're not getting any charge on your phone, right?
They haven't made the underwater smartphone chargers yet that I'm aware of.
Well, you know, Apple has a underwater edition of the iPhone, but the charger is not an underwater edition.
Okay.
So
might be something worth investing in, I guess.
Yeah. So the upshot of the story is that the ladies that were in that home have all now been removed to safety, and they're all nice, high, and dry. And as I said earlier, they're all nice and warm as well. So we're certainly thankful for that. But, you know, Dickinson, Texas was where the home is. You know this, Tony, was under, of course, they couldn't have done this, was under a mandatory evacuation yesterday afternoon because those floodwaters weren't going to stop at 3 feet. They were going to get to 9, 10, 11 feet. So you had to get out.
Well, I mean, it's nice. It's like I'm watching the news and they're like, Dickinson is now under mandatory evacuation. I'm thinking to myself, well, that would have been good to know like 2 or 3 days ago, you know, before they flooded out. And just like I mentioned, my mother, her community was under mandatory evacuation yesterday, and I had to spend the day on the phone with her because they tried to leave, and everywhere they would go, they were blocked by flooded roads. So I'm using the state of Texas Department of Transportation online map that shows all the flooded roads, and I'm just telling her, okay, turn here. Now you can go straight up to this road, and then you have to turn this way. And they took a really circuitous route and finally made it to a suburb of San Antonio where they're holed up in a hotel right now.
Oh, that's amazing. So you were playing...
I was basically the navigator.
So you were like in a Hollywood caper movie. Okay, guys, I need a route out. Get me out of here. All right, man, come on. You're coming up to Farm Road 17. Take a left on Farm Road 17. All right, you're going to go 100 clicks. When you get 100 clicks, there's a gravel road to your right.
Pretty much, and part of it was, you know, every option that they explored was taken. You know, they tried to go to the local shelter, and that was, it was full to capacity.
Mm-hmm.
And they basically handed them a business card and said, here's the number to the Red Cross. Maybe they can help you. Good luck. And, you know, they were pretty much desperate at that point. And I said, just get in the car and go west, and I'll tell you which roads are flooded. Just be calm. Don't freak out. And, you know, you think of my mother's a senior citizen, and, you know, they're trying to drive through these unfamiliar roads in the pouring rain still. Yesterday was pouring, driving rain. So the key is just to remain calm. If you encounter water, then try to work your way around it and just keep everything charged and don't pass a gas station and not fill up, because you never know when you'll see another one.
Well, and that's, we told our daughters on Saturday, go stop at a gas station now, go fill up, because prices are going to go up, because about a third, well, first of all, a third of the drilling capacity in the Gulf of Mexico was, many of those rigs were evacuated and shut down to get those guys that usually would be there and would work on them, to get them out of the path of Harvey. Now they can return as soon as as soon as the threat has abated, but they won't have anywhere to send the product to, because all of your most people don't know this. Much of the southeastern and central United States is serviced. Gasoline is serviced and is made right there in Beaumont, Port Arthur. And if you ever drive through there on I-10, you'll drive about 15, 20 miles and you'll see nothing but refineries. That's not a coincidence. So when Beaumont, Port Arthur gets clobbered by a hurricane, as it did by Hurricane Rita, some of you will remember this, back in immediately after, in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina back in 2005, gas prices are going to go up. And I think I even recall that President Bush, called for the release of, I can't remember how many million barrels from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, which is just a ridiculous. It did absolutely nothing, and it won't do anything this time. It's a great PR stunt. That's about the extent of it. But that area of Texas, and if you go down on over to southeast Louisiana in Lake Charles, there are similar plants that are chemical producing plants and refineries that are like one of the biggest producers of jet fuel for the airline industry is in Lake Charles. There are also distilleries there or refineries there that make diesel fuel. So right there from Lake Charles all the way to Beaumont, Port Arthur, you've got a significant portion of, again, the southeast United States, not just that little area, the southeast United States and the central United States is a production of refined gasoline or refined oil, which can be turned into gasoline or diesel fuel, as I said. There's some here and outside of New Orleans in Chalmette at the Tenneco, the old Tenneco refinery. There's some here at Shell in Norco, too, but a lot of it is produced right here, and it only makes sense because you can get it on a train and you can get it on the river to be transported anywhere else. So this will have an impact on gas prices. We haven't even talked about that, but we told the kids, go fill your cars up now and drive as little as possible, because you don't know how difficult it's going to be to get gas depending on how bad the hit is on the refineries.
Oh, absolutely. And plus, people are going to need gasoline for generators and other things like that. So if you've got gas cans, you should fill them up.
Boy, howdy. Well, Tony, thanks for the update. And Tony has called the show. His aunt and uncle are the owners of the rest home that's been seen on television and other media reports, where the little old ladies were sitting in the 3 feet of water and were rescued by the Cajun Navy and have been taken to high ground and are now high and dry, safe and dry and warm. And we're just calling it in to pass a little more information on to us. Tony, we'll continue to pray for all of those who were affected by this, and I'm glad you called, brother. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, and thank you for all you do. And if you're listening and don't have a Founders Pass membership, get one.
Yes, do exactly what he just said. Thank you, Tony.
God bless.
All right, God bless, brother. Thank you, sister.